Good morning, guys. Heike Yates here. And this morning I want to spend a little bit of time with you talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. You wonder what? The good, bad, and ugly. What? Chafing. If you are an active woman that is outdoors exercising a lot, you know what I'm talking about. Chafing in all the wrong places. So this morning, I take a little bit of coffee and hang out with you and share with you my experience about the battle wounds that I've incurred with my triathlon and hopefully give you solutions to spare you some of those battle wounds. I know when I sometimes come back from a training run or a training workout and I look in the mirror and I'm going, oh my God, what just happened to me? I ran X amount of miles, and it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter, but we get to that later, what the distance is. But I look at myself, I have cuts, bruises, blue spots, blisters, and it's awful. It hurts. And so as we're out there and we're exercising, what is the biggest problem, and why do we get these chafe marks? And I hope I pronounced this right, because I know with my German accent, sometimes it sounds a little bit different, but it's chafing. So we wear these beautiful, and I'm here, I just came back from a run, this beautiful wick away, synthetic, super duper clothing that is supposed to help us not chafe, right? So they designed these materials for all sizes and shapes and with all little beautiful things. But as you start sweating, and these clothes do get wet. I mean, I just went running and it's wet and it's still wicking away the moisture. So there is a chance for me to chafe. So as the skin, let's use the arm, as the skin rubs against the material, as you're swinging your arm, there is the chafe mark right there. And you need to figure out a way of being less chafed and in less pain. So, material rubs against the skin, causes friction, and gives you those ugly, crazy red marks, cuts, bruises, and sometimes even bleeding. Now, what are the main spots where we chafe? Okay, number one chafe for women is under the bra, right? So you have your top on, you have your beautiful running bra that you purchased just for that purpose, that you're supportive and that you're not chafing, and then you have your heart rate belt. Hold on, I still got mine on, I forgot. Hold on. Ha! Here it is, heart rate belt, sits underneath there too. All of this is rubbing underneath your breasts, and if you're dealing with this issue, you know how painful it is. Second spot that is most often a problem is the groin, the crotch, whatever you want to call it, in between the legs. As the legs rub, again, the legs, we're running, we're getting moisture in, and it's not wicked away, and it's not because, and I hear this, ladies, it's not because your thighs are big and you want to have the gap, so let's don't even go there. It just simply happens. But we can do things about something about it, right? So let's get to the inner thighs. So they're chafing, sometimes just down the butt creek too. Very rarely mentioned by runners, but I've experienced it in really hot and humid days. You can feel it rubbing your cheeks together. Number three, underarm, right where I pointed earlier where the shirt hits the material, the arm hits the material and you're rubbing. Another big problem right in here for runners. Now, as a triathlete, I'm dealing with additional rubbing or chafing spots. And if you're a runner, you may fast forward to the next segment, but I'm starting out how to protect yourself from chafing as a triathlete. So as you are preparing for your swim, and you're getting your wetsuit, and you may be the person who's bought her first wetsuit. hold on. Here is my wetsuit. See it? So I decided to buy a wetsuit. I'm not a good swimmer, but I decided to buy a wetsuit to, number one, help me float, and number two, when the water is cold, you need protection. And there are wetsuits that have sleeves, like a shirt. I chose the one without the sleeves. I felt I have more room, more freedom to move as I'm swimming. Here's the problem. You put on your wetsuit, and you may have seen that, or read or heard about it, that as you put on your wetsuit, you use a product called Body Glide or something similar. Now, Body Glide, very commonly used to get into the suit. Different issue, we're not talking about how to get into a wetsuit. That's for another time. But what we're talking about is preventing the chafing. So chafing underarm in a wetsuit like this has been a big problem for me. Now, the other thing too is, as you're closing your wetsuit, it goes around the neck. When it's closing around the neck, it sits way up here, and the rubbing is right around here and in the closing of your zipper from your wetsuit. This in itself can be super painful. So you have the rubbing that already starts down the arm, down around the neck. So what I use, or what I do, I have used Body Glide, but sometimes it's not enough. And I switch to this product, the 5-Hour. Why? Because it stays on longer. Because just picture, you putting on your Glide, there we go, the Glide on here, on the neck, all around. And then you think, okay, I'm putting my wetsuit on, I'm starting to swim, and it rubs off, right? It starts to sit here, and then it starts rubbing, and it gets less and less. And as I mentioned before, I'm not a strong swimmer, so I'm out there for a while sometimes, much longer than most everybody else, or many. But I've discovered that the 5-Hour stick stays on longer, and it's somehow thicker, right? They had a slightly different consistency, and I use it for under my arm, right there, apply it really thick or as much as I can around my neck and for my arm. So that covers my wetsuit. My bathing suit underneath, or my tri-suit, is basically my shirt and my bike pants. So as I'm transitioning out of the water, now we're transitioning into the bike phase for a triathlete. Biking, you come out of the water, your clothes are wet, you wanna make sure you're not chafing down there for sure, because depending on the distance and the length of your workout, you will need something to protect your private parts down there, because it does get very uncomfortable. From my experience, when you're on the bike, the two things that can chafe are your groin and your toes. What? Toes, you think? Yep, your toes are in your bike shoes and your feet are wet. And if you don't dry them off really well, and sometimes we're just hustling through transition, you have no time to dry off those toes. So the water in between rubs. Now, I have in the past sucked it up and just focused on racing, but you may not be that person. Here's my trick number one for the toes. Let's start with the toes. Vaseline, good old Vaseline. It's a little gross on the hands, so I get it if this is not your thing, but Vaseline is a saver for the feet, and it stays on your toes. So this is for our bike portion. Now, my friend suggested that I use the Hoo-Ha Ride Glide. Now this glide is not just protecting you, it feels minty and fresh down there as you apply it. However, Hoo-Ha doesn't stay on for a long time. And even though it's kind of interesting, I opted for this product right here. And I find that Docs again, it's a little, feels a little tingly, a little medicine-y, but it stays on. It is great, and you can put it in little pouches to take with you to reapply on your groin and your up your butt for when you're on the bike. So you have these two. Now, they worked for me. I use this one, the Hoo-Ha, for the shorter rides because it doesn't stay on as long. And I use Docs for my long rides. Now, you have some nifty little nut butter that you can just put in your pocket, and that helps chafing everywhere. And you can apply this cute little nut butter product on all your chafing spots. So you're coming off the bike. You've lathered up your toes, you did this, and neck and arms, and you put all the good stuff everywhere. And now it's time to run. So at this point, you decide what you need the most. I find that, number one, I started, and here are my shorts. I am running and running and biking in my bike shorts. I used to run in these very traditional short shorts that I used to wear while running, and I started out and they were great, but they had very different problems for chafing. And here's one. When you look at the pants, their seam hits right where we have the inner thighs for us women, where the little rounder part is. And it, once you get wet and sweaty and you may pour water over yourself, it is chafing like there's no tomorrow. It hurts so bad and it won't stop. Now, these shorts are relatively short, so the industry was very nifty and said, oh, here, I'm giving you longer shorts, which just don't look flattering at all and cute, right? We still want to look cute while we're out there exercising. So I opted for my bike shorts, and I also have a similar pair that's like my running shorts, and they just look like this. So here are little cute shorts. They go down over the meaty part for us women on the inner thigh, and they cover the leg and the butt. Now, when I transition into my run, I reapply, these two, the A1 and the nut butter. Nut butter I can bring, but I usually try to keep very little with me, other than my water. Here's another chafing spot that I have not mentioned. Now, hold on. When you wear a water belt, and there's all these different types of water belts out. I chose this one for a shorter distance. It lasts me for a 6 to 10 mile run, so at least I have some nutrition. For my other races, I'll have a bigger belt. I may have a backpack. Now, wearing something around your waist. Let me show you. Here it is. Right? So this water belt sits around your back, and as you start sweating, wig away clothes or not, the back moves. And I can't tell you more than not how many times my back got chafed because of the sweating, the trapped moisture underneath the belt, in between the shirt, and boy, it's painful. So runners, here are three spots. Underarm. Yeah, get these guys all lathered up with whatever product you're using. Your back. Cover your back with either the Vaseline or the Body Glide or any of those products. Cover that and go back down in your groin, and mainly the inner thighs, the upper inner thighs that are starting to really take a brunt. So at this point, you pretty much covered your whole body in slather. So you looked into the best running clothes for you. You may have to spend some more money to find out which part or which ones are the ones that work best for you. Don't buy what the salesperson says. Ask your friends. Your friends are the ones that have tried stuff out, like namely me. ask me. If you have questions about running clothes, what I would recommend, what chafing issues I can help you with, put it below and let me know, and I'll definitely respond to you. So think about the clothes you're wearing. Think about the distance. If you're going out for a 3 miler, you walk, run it, your chafing may be kept to a minimum. If you're out there for 20 miles on a hot and humid day, you may be chafing like I always like to say, that there's no tomorrow. And it's super painful. And think about the products that you like. There's a ton of stuff out there. And being a triathlete, all my friends have their own best product. And you know what the funny thing is? My grandma used to say, if you're chafed, you put on butter and that will heal it. So I can't vouch for that one, but my grandma said it. And if grandma says it, it must be true, right? Butter. Who knew, right? So try out a product. Ask your friends, try it out and see if it works for you. Determine whether or not your clothes are old and worn out. They do need to go. When they have that funky smell, they're definitely over the hill. So having running shorts for hundreds of years is definitely a no-go. So replace them frequently, just like your socks. Check into running belts that work for you. Whoops, where is it? Here it is. Not every belt is appropriate for everybody, and some chafe more than others, so play around with that. Now here, my number one secret, and I know you're going to laugh. So you followed all my advice, you read all the blogs on how not to chafe and what to wear and so forth. You get to the shower, you look at yourself and you go, oh man, I got all these nicks and cuts and bruises and I'm chafed and oh my God, I cannot survive the shower. Here is my number one before shower application, so you don't hurt so much. Diaper rash cream. If you chafed badly, and you know who you are, because I sure have, I put on, diaper rash stuff on my rashes before I hit the shower. And oh my God, it feels so much better. It doesn't hurt. Does it hurt afterwards? Yes, but I put usually Neosporin on it. But so try it and see how it works for you. And tell me if you have, ask me if you have any questions, put them below and I'll get back to you with answers to your question and more tips on how to keep that chafing away. And with that, I'm gonna hit the shower and I'll see you next time. Ciao.